Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember that karma means accepting responsibility for yourself. Our guest today is Shannon Grissom, and she's author of Sock Monkey Oracle, and I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, your mind, and spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, we're going to get to our guest. Today, we have with us Shannon Grissom. She's author and creator of Sock Monkey Oracle, and Shannon is an artist. She's an author, a songwriter, and a TV host of a How to Paint show, which I absolutely love, whose monkey-made sockies became licensed merchandise products, from coloring books to sockies, golf club head coverings for LPGA pros. Welcome, Shannon.
Thanks for having me on the show, Linda.
Well, Shannon, I'm really glad to have you on. What is a sock monkey?
Well, you know, the sock monkeys are dolls or monkeys created out of socks. They originated, a lot of people have been making things out of socks for years and years and years, but they originated really out of the Depression when the Red Heel, the Nelson Knitting Company, changed their socks to a red heel, and boy, they just took off after that.
And so now, to explain to me, because I've been psychic since I'm 8 years old and I'm 73 now, just how and why are sock monkeys oracles? I mean, I can see it as a children's book, but you have to explain to me exactly what these sock monkeys are as oracles. gotta have it, because I can't, I don't understand. I mean,
I believe that everybody, we are all our own oracles if we just take the time to tune in. And so the more, for me personally, the more I work on it, the more that I can tune in. And so that, so tuning into your own oracles. And what, with the sock monkeys, as I started to paint them, I started to get guidance on each painting that I was creating. So when I initially started, they always were some sort of oracle for me. And so when you take a look at these are coming from a place of pure joy. And so that's how they became oracles. They, as the paintings emerged, I got guidance in each painting.
Well, you know, that's what a creative process is. I won awards from the Metropolitan Museum of Art when I was 18. And I love creating art, so I understand exactly. But that's what creativity is you're going into the other side, you know, to actually create. And so it's really not a huge step to see how you can use your creative power and jump off from that into the intuitive power, which is the same realm, you know?
Yes. Right. Yeah.
So anyway, I think that it's kind of fun, and I think it would be a great little gift for, you know, teenagers that are just starting out, so that they can be playful as well as, you know, you don't want them to get into the dark side of this kind of stuff. So I think it's a great adjunct for people to do that, and also a great gift for people that would, want something fun to give somebody that they know that's a psychic. And everybody, of course, is psychic, so you can kind of give this gift to anybody. So let's go back and talk about the history of sock monkeys. So you said that there's a sock company turned around and had this red-heeled sock, and then the socks took off. So then what happened?
They took off during the Depression. And, at the time, people were using... they didn't have money to go out and buy new socks. I think they were using old worn socks and making monkeys from that. But it evolved over the years And then the Nelson Knitting Company began publishing instructions on how to make sock monkeys and elephants and other creatures. So it really became a thing. And so that's how that got started. The socks are still made today. They are now made by the Fox River Company. So it's amazing the places these little red heels have gone.
Yeah, for sure. And they, of course, did the test of time, didn't they? So, Shannon, how are the cards structured to be used?
Okay, so you can do several different types of readings. My favorite way to do it is to shuffle the cards and hold them to my heart and say, okay, what do I need to hear most today? If I have a pressing question, that's different. But then I'll pull one card and do a reading and say, okay, what is it that I need to pay attention to? And boy, do they tell me.
Yeah, well, there's many different kinds of divination. You know, for me, I don't usually use divination because I figure I'm direct connect, so, you know.
Right.
You know, I use divination once time a year for me, you know, which is at the start of on New Year's Eve, and to see where God wants me to go for the year. And then yeah. I'll use many, many different kinds of things. And
well, you know, the interesting thing about that is that my first thing I do in the morning is I tune in and I meditate directly with my guides. But at the end of each session, I always pull a card for clarity.
So
I use my own deck. Of course, I enjoy other decks as well, but every day I pull one of mine, and it's amazing how I'm like, okay, what am I missing from all of this? And it just fills in the gaps. It's just wonderful.
Right. Well, I started out with cards back when I was around 14 or 15. I started, the only thing deck that they had out there were playing cards and tarot cards. And mm-hmm. I found that tarot cards there were kind of impish things in back of them that would tell you, yeah, you're going to cross the street, but they wouldn't tell you you were going to get hit by a car. So tarot was not my thing. So I started just going direct connect. But there's so many different kinds of divination out there. And when you were saying that, you know, these cards, when you're asking for something and they hit you, you know, with truth, it's, you know, whatever is on the other side is kind of not only your space and your energy guiding for what you're next, but, you know, other things on the other side are also guiding. So it can, the impact that you're picking can be really heavy for you if you're not prepared for it, I think.
Yeah. It can be, and you know, like, and sometimes I'll get the same card in a row 3 days in a row, and I'm saying, yeah. And the reason I'm getting it 3 days in a row is because I'm not listening.
Right. Well, that's me all the way. I don't, must be an artist thing because, you know, God will actually stop and say, are you being willful again? I'm going, yes, God, I'm being willful. You know? And he says, well, you can't get what I'm still being willful until I give it up. So, but it's just really fun because, you know, you can just kind of get direction sometimes or clarification. So when I really started out doing all of this, I wasn't even aware of the tarot cards, but what I would do is I would go to the Bible, okay? And I would just open the Bible at random if I had a question and run my hand down, and wherever I felt the heat, I would get an answer to the question, and it would be very specific. So when you're saying that you're pulling a card, the same energy is at work. You're pulling something towards you for something that you need to know, right?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, also in your cards, you have something called symbolic frolics. What is that?
well, when you pull a card, you get the main message. But then the symbolic frolics, you know, because monkeys like to play, and I want the whole energy of this deck to be something joyful. So symbolic frolics will be maybe four or five words that really hone in on the meaning of the card, and it encourages play.
Can you give us an example of one, maybe?
Yeah. So if you pull the card friends,
which is the same one I just pulled, by the way. So we're right on the same wavelength, which is what I'm looking at.
So, you know, it basically talks about, you know, friends come in all shapes and sizes, and you should reach out to them and that kind of thing. But if you want a quick bottom line, let's say you're in a hurry and you just want a quick bottom line answer of what does this card mean, it'll give you five words, and this one is fun. You know, focus on fun, love, support, belonging. Also a reality check, because good friends will also call your stuff when you need it.
Right. So that's a great thing to do, because a lot of times if you're in a rush and you're pulling a card, you know, you don't have time to read the whole thing.
Right.
So that's a real good thing.
I think the whole thing for the deck too is there are times, you know, I've enjoyed lots of different Oracle card decks, and one of the things I noticed was that sometimes I don't have time to read the whole thing, or I am not receptive to reading the whole thing.
That's a good point.
They might not be mutually exclusive. So I thought I wanted a quick, direct connect. Hey, this is what you need to hear right now. So that's what the symbolic frolics are.
Oh, that's great. And you also have affirmations. So can you clarify the purpose of the affirmation for each card?
You know, at the end, like with this one, all of the affirmations in the deck, instead of just I am this or I am that, I added the word I love that I am, or I love to it, because instead of just the thought, because the purpose of the affirmations are to reinforce positive thoughts and feelings, and I found that when I added the word love to it, it turbocharged the feeling, it turbocharged the good juju. So, like for friends, the affirmation is, I love that I maintain loving friendships. And so if I just say that I maintain loving friendships, but, you know, I feel good about that. But when I say I love that I maintain loving friendships, then I'm really feeling it. So that helps me connect more.
Right.
And I'm hoping it does the same for whoever's reading it.
Well, I think that it's a fun thing, and I think that people will have fun with it, and, you know, they, even if they don't think they're going to work, they'll work by default, you know, so.
I've met a lot of people who've, and this is a great introduction to Oracle cards, that people who've never experienced them, and they don't know what it's all about, and they pull one, and they're just blown away by how accurate they are.
Right, exactly. So now, when you're doing cards, there's something called spreads. Can you explain what a spread is, and how many types do you have for your deck?
Well, you know, I have four decks that are official. And so if you had a certain type of question, you pull one card. It's called the Lone Sock Spread, and that will tell you what you need to know right now. I also have a Parasock Spread that when you're choosing between directions, two different types of scenarios. I've got a Three Wise Sock Spread, where it's past, present, and future. And then I have a Messy Sock Drawer Spread, where we've got seven cards that will really go into depth about all the things that you need to know about a particular situation. So you can use the official deck, but I also encourage people to make things up and make up other ways to use them. So there are four official ways to do it, and then there's the make your own.
Right. For example, you could take, you could pick three cards, and you can say, this represents my past, this is the present, and this is the future.
Yes.
Something like
exactly.
that. So,
yes.
You know, so you can really reiterate and use these decks in any way that you choose to have fun and to get enlightenment, right?
Agreed.
Okay, great. So tell us more about where people can find out more about you and your book and things like that.
Oh, go to sockmonkeyoracle.com, and you'll all kinds of good information there, and you can even download information on making a sock monkey yourself.
That sounds great. Now, what led you to do these oracle cards?
Well, I started painting. I mean, I never thought I'd be painting sock monkeys. After my mom died, I found her sock monkey in an old cedar chest when we were cleaning out the house, and there was a competition where to do a painting and relate it to someone you knew. So I thought, you know what, I'll do a tribute to my mother. She was a music major, had this great sense of humor, and I incorporated all these elements into this painting. And I found that as I was painting this, I was transmuting my experience of losing my mother from grief into joy. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to do more of these. And then I just kept painting because it just felt like she was closer and closer the more I painted. And so it really helped me work through my grief, and I found it to be a joyful process. And 20 years later, I'm still painting them because it's just so dang fun.
And these are painting the sock monkeys, right?
Yes.
Unbelievable. And so the transitions are good when you're doing that creative process. It just is really, really great. Now, do you have a website that people can go to see these things? And
yes, if you go to the Sock Monkey Oracle, also will have links to that. But Shannon Grissom, my name, shannongrissom.com, will take you links to all my creative work.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, do you still paint anything other than sock monkeys?
I do. I paint landscapes and portraits. And I also do a series right now. I'm also doing a series of channeled guides where I step up to the canvas and say, okay, who wants to come through today? And then these faces emerge, and I can see another deck down the road with them. So, yeah.
Well, that should be real interesting, huh?
I paint every day, and I see whatever floats my boat that day is what I'm painting.
Yeah, that's great. Do you paint every day?
Yes, every morning.
You know, that's what I used to do when I was in, well, now I'm running a radio network, so I can't hardly even breathe. and I have a new book coming out myself, so it's like crazy making. But, you know, it's just, what I used to do is, right before school, I would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and paint from 5 to 6, and I had a north light coming into my room, like sunrise type things when I was in New York. And so I would paint for, you know, 2 hours a day, so right before I go to school. And I feel that, you know, if you really want to really do your passion, you need to treat it like, and do it every day if you want to get good at it, don't you think?
It's a sacred time for me.
Yeah. Right. And then it centers you, gives you everything you need to go and to move forward, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I know.
And I'll bet your writing does that for you now. Even though you're not painting, your writing must do that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm doing an awful lot of things. Yeah, we're doing many, many things. But, you know, and the cards are very cute. These are very cute, and it's very appropriate. Now, I did a couple of, you know, I have a couple of books out, and I've written chapters in teen psychic books and stuff like that. And we have a... I have a psychic psychic code of ethics that I have put on my site from the beginning. And so we include that in psychic teen wisdom and stuff like that. And not everything is appropriate for teenagers to get into this kind of area. You know, I mean, it's always around us, but we want to make sure that they're getting something safe that has no bad juju to it, and it can't be bringing in negativity, because when you are getting into metaphysical stuff, you know, the good side knows you're doing it, and so does the bad side. So we want to keep the kids on the straight and narrow, and I can say that this Sock Monkey Oracle will do just that, and it's made with that, it's made with such heart and love that it emanates from the deck. So I want to thank you for that. So thank you. And give us your website one more time.
Sockmonkeyoracle.com.
And shannongrissom.com.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Hey, thanks, Linda.
All right, then. We'll be right back.
She's been featured in more than one award-winning documentary. She's been published internationally several times over and has a radio following of millions around the world. She's Linda McKenzie, a respected professional God-based psychic whose in-tune psychic abilities have been sought out by paranormal experts, Hollywood celebrities, heads of businesses, governments, and the general public for nearly 3 decades. And now it's your turn to take advantage of Linda's insight. Call 800-555-5453 to schedule your own psychic reading with Linda, and be sure to catch the Linda McKenzie Show each week, right here on HealthyLife.net.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Okay, so you see a product you like on your favorite TV show, and you're going to write the number down. But if you're like me, you run around trying to find that pen and piece of paper, which magically disappears every time you need them. Then when you get back to the TV, they're already on to something else. Well, now there's a solution. Scene on TV products have combined all the best TV offers online and in one place. It's one-stop shopping. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Scene on TV products. Then, who cares if that pesky pen or paper does a disappearing act?
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure. From outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show. And we're so glad that you're here and you're listening. And we're opening up the show to any kind of questions that you have on, I'm also a medical intuitive. So if you have something happening in your body that you need some help with, or, you know, you want to get some information on, mind, body, spirit stuff, or even regular stuff. I've been around a long time, so maybe I can help you too. So give me a call at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. That's going to be 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444, and I'll be glad to answer any questions. But right now, let's get to our gemstone of the week. Now, gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, we may be able to amplify our energy to accomplish what we want. And I have gemstones all around me all the time. I wear them. I have them in the studios. I have them in my house. Every place you look, there's gemstones. And they do help with a lot of things. Right now, we're going to talk about flint. Now, flint, comes in a gray color, it's a smoky brown, it could be in a brown-black color, and it's an excellent choice for activities related to thought transference. So you can transfer information, ideas, emotional messages to another, and also receive them. So it's a back-and-forth kind of thing. It also is a very good interpersonal experience of energy in the universe. So if you kind of even hold flint, you'll feel this kind of energy in it, and it's kind of a pretty good solid thing. It can help you to relieve shyness, and it also promotes intimate and personal experiences. It also helps you assist in the severing of emotional ties, that if you're, you know, attached to somebody and you can't get them out of your head, or you're in distress with them, well, guess what? Flint is the thing to do and hold, and it helps you to heal. It also has been revered by the ancient tribes of the planet, and it's used to produce protective, almost like a protective energy to dispel negativity from any of the haunted locations. So if you have a haunted house and you want to put flint in, you can use it to disperse those spirits. You can also ask them to go, and most times they have to do that. It also assists you in viewing the unknown. It provides insight into methods where opposing contrary forces are at each other. It can kind of give you the insight on what's really going on, and it enhances your ability to very meticulous judgment. concerning the characters of others, okay? Because sometimes you think what somebody is and then what somebody else is kind of different. So holding Flint and thinking about it will get you the real deal. It also can be helpful in money management. So if money seems to go throughout your fingers, get a piece of Flint, and that might help you save. It's also been used as a talisman to bring into intellectual, psychological, rational, and physical strength during any confrontation, any argument, or any dispute. So it helps you right with that, and that's a really good thing. In healing, Flint helps you with kidney stones, liver disorders, calcium deposits, helps you with lung disorders, skin lesions, digestion, and also to prevent nightmares. Flint can also be used as an elixir to enhance the integrity of the skin and to help diminish any superficial growths. And it's been used as a tool for psychic surgery for a long time. So what you want to do as an elixir, not all gemstones should be used in an elixir because some may have poisonous or toxic properties. But what you do is you can take a piece of Flint, wash it off first so it doesn't have any of the dirt and stuff on it, and put it in a glass of distilled water, and you can keep it overnight. You can charge it in the moon for kind of feminine energy. You can charge it in the sun for more masculine energy. But you take it in, you let it soak in there for overnight or 48 hours. And then you take the Flint out and then you drink the elixir. Or you put it on your skin, rub it on your skin. You can do that too. Depends on what you want to do with it. So that's a little bit about Flint. Who knew that? We do now. We all know that. Again, if you'd like a reading, give me a call at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Okay, let's go with our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. Today's herb is valerian. That's nature's tranquilizer. Valerian calms the whole nerve without the side effects of regular drugs, because every drug has a minimum of 50 side effects. And in most cases, much more. For example, just thinking today, we'll get back to valerian in a minute. But I was just reading that the government is now pushing flu shots. Now, in the past, they had two strains of flu in this vaccine. And that flu shot could produce 252 side effects. 252 side effects. So there's only six with the flu. Okay, so, and by the way, out of those 252 side effects, all six of the flu symptoms are there too, okay? Well, now the new flu shots that they have, they are adding two more flu variants in there. So now you're going to have a total of four, which might mean there's a whole bunch more side effects in there. Now they're also pushing the COVID jab, the booster. The booster that has only been tested on mice and never has had any human trials, okay? And they approved it. The FDA and CDC approved that. So when you're adding this new COVID booster onto a new flu injection with four times the amounts of flu things in there, I think it might be a recipe for disaster for some people. So be very, very careful. If you truly want to get it, then do your thing. But if there's a way that you don't have to get it, I would probably not do that. But that's a personal thing. Again, everything is all personal, okay? All right. So, meanwhile, back with valerian. It has a very distinctive, rather unpleasant smell, and it was actually called phew, P-H-U, phew, by the Greek physicians who's named Galen. In recent years, it's been well-researched with chemicals called valproates, and it was developed into valerian extracts. And these seem to depress the nervous system, and the fresh plant is more sedating. Now, the root is good for nervous tension, especially anxiety and insomnia, and the root also reduces high blood pressure, which is great. And it encourages healing in wounds and ulcers, and it's very effective topically for any kind of muscle cramps. It may also be used as an expectorant and can help with tickling, nervous coughs. Now, there are some cautions into taking valerian. Don't take it for more than 2 or 3 weeks without a break, as continual use at high doses may lead to headaches or palpitations. Valerian enhances the action of sleep-inducing drugs, so don't take this with other types of medication. And do not confuse the garden plant valerian with the medication. The garden plant has no medicinal properties, so be very, very careful with that. And that's a little bit about our herb of the week. So you got the gemstone of the week, you got the herb of the week, and there we have it. Anyways, things are popping up here during the aftermath of this pandemic, and we're all getting back into sync. And I don't, you know, there's a lot of things going on like heat and whatever, but I want to say this about that. Every year in California, we have our heat waves in September, and they're saying it may be a little degree higher or lower. I'm not really seeing that. I'm seeing that it's really about the same. The problem is that California doesn't have enough energy to keep the grid going, because so many things are electrical these days, you know, so they don't have enough to keep the grid going, and so they're doing rolling outages. Well, the state of California has decided in its wise wisdom that they want to add more houses to every city, anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 houses, even in overcrowded beach cities. We have a drought going. We have no power. And so what they're doing is they're asking everybody to cut back on the power, but they're still going forward with this housing. Doesn't make any sense with me. Also, Nestle's is still taking water out of California, and they're paying pennies on the dollar for this water while we are in drought. I don't understand this. There's some kind of management here that is not being done correctly. You can't keep telling everybody to buy electric cars if you can't plug them in to go. Okay, you can't do that. So California, you know, really, you know, Newsom just now decided he was going to keep the nuclear plant to keep energy. Was that what this is all about? Because as far as I'm seeing, this year is no different than any other year. We'll be right back.
No tarot cards, no tea leaves. And no Chinese pickup sticks. You want tried and true God-based psychic abilities to give you the edge in life you need? And that's why you want to schedule a God-based psychic reading with internationally renowned and absolutely professional Linda McKenzie. For spot-on, in-depth, insight reading your personal and professional concerns, Linda McKenzie is here to shine a bright light on your life path. Learn more about Linda's amazing life and accomplishments at lindamckenzie.net and call 800-555-5453 to schedule your psychic reading now. And be sure to catch the Linda McKenzie Show each week, exclusively on HealthyLife.net.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
So, you want to be psychic? Get Linda McKenzie's documentary short DVD, The Many Faces of Psychic Ability. Available at lindamckenzie.net, this definitive work brings to light the understanding of psychic ability, general and little-known facts, and personal stories from one of the world's most respected psychics. Get the DVD today at lindamckenzie.net. We all have psychic ability. It's time to understand. That's lindamckenzie.net.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years.
For both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns, visit LindaMackenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to The Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show. I just wanted to make a couple of announcements today. One, we are having a 20th anniversary, October 2nd, 2022. If you're in the California area, Southern California area, in Redondo Beach, we will be doing a remote down there and celebrating with you guys. You're all welcome to come. It's going to be at Table Manners from 11 to 2. So please feel free to bring your friends and come on down and celebrate with us. We'll have some of our hosts down there and doing all sorts of wonderful, wonderful things. So there you have it. So that's going to be October 2nd in Redondo Beach at Table Manners. And we'll be doing a remote. And you can meet Jay. And he just started a new show, Fantasy Sports Fridays. So that's going to be fun. So tune in if you're into fantasy sports. And if not, there's the first show tells you why you should be. So you can go to the archive page and kind of do that. We have a couple of new hosts starting. That's really good and fun. We have some of the best vetted hosts on the planet. We've maintained over 40 hosts since 2006. We've had over 40 hosts on this network, all there, all vetted to make sure that we're giving you positive, great information so that you can feel better and live a happy, healthy life. And we're still there for you. And 20 years, and we're still there every day. So tune in and tell your friends and to tune in as well. We also have HRonRadio.com. If you get tired of commercials and you just want the skinny of everything, we have a subscription service now where you can get hundreds of podcasts. We have over, I think, 3,500 right now podcasts on there that for the less than a cup of coffee a month, you know. And you can get, we're all constantly adding more, so feel free to go over to hrnradio.com or hrnpodcasts.com. HRN, Healthy Life Radio Network, hrnpodcast.com. And take a look over there. It's really a really fun site. And one of the good things here is that we have on the site, Lynn Andrews just recently passed, but we have all of her shows from 2014 and up. So if you, we have all of Russell Friedman's, he has also passed. And he does shows on grief. So, you know, valid information that's evergreen, and we keep them alive here, right here on hrnradio.com. And we always keep them alive in our hearts at healthylife.net radio. Well, let's talk a little bit about crystal healing. We talked about crystals a little bit before with our gemstone of the week, but let's talk a little bit about crystal healing. Since the dawn of civilization, crystal healing has been used. They have 200 references to crystals in the Bible. They were worn in the breastplate of high priests and shamans. They were found in the ruins in Babylonia, in Egypt, and China. The Native Americans used them. The Aztecs used them. The Mayans used them. Africans and Celts used them in their ceremonies. So every place you look, gemstones have been used and revered. Now, why do crystals work? Well, when they're formed, universal energies accumulate at the surface, okay? And if you're willing and highly conscious, crystals can be activated and used on others to further the light of love and good for all, okay? That's what they can be used for. Each crystal has its own energy. And if more than one mineral is in a crystal, then the energies are combined from both of all the minerals in that crystal. Now, crystal energy can be divided into several ways. It can be a universal energy. It can be a spiritual energy, emotional energy, a mental energy, or a physical energy. Now, why do you want to know this? Because basically whatever you want to work with you, if it's on an emotional level, you want a crystal that helps with emotions. It'll be more effective. Not that the universal or spiritual crystals can't help, but if you're doing the right crystal for the right job, it helps a little bit better. If you're trying to do a mental process, break a mental process, you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again with no good result, then you want to change the way that you're thinking, change up that mental process, right? So that's what you want to do. If it's a physical ailment that you want to do, then that's what you want to, you know, you want to get certain ones that work with physical ailments. For me, I am a Cancer, so, you know, certain signs have different kinds of problems with different parts of their body. And so for Cancers, the digestive organs are always to be a little bit problematic. So what I use for that, I have a piece of sodalite that is by my bed, and I just put it on my stomach, and it seems to help really dispel any aggravation from digestion issues. And it works almost, it works 100% of the time. Now, I like sodalite because it is one of the very few blue stones. There's not too many blue stones in the universe. And so, sodalite is one of those pale baby blue stones. And it can come in with white or beige or different kinds of colors, but it's really sweet for that. Anyway, so you want to make sure that you're picking a crystal energy that is correct for you. Now, how do you select a crystal? Well, you know what? There's no really right way, and your way is the right way. Now, I've been walking down in Sedona and found a piece of Sedona rock that didn't look like anything, and yet it had such high energy that it was amazing, okay? I would pick out a ugly smoky quartz, and people would say, why don't you get the pretty one? And I'm saying, because I feel the energy from this one. So sometimes being pretty doesn't necessarily mean it has the energy. So it is what gravitates to you. Now, you can find crystals in their natural state, you know, like walking on the in the park, or, you know, I mean, I've been in Catalina, they actually have amethyst crystals in the mountains. Really interesting, right? So up in, I think, I can't remember where it is. Mammoth. Okay, by Mammoth, California, they have onyx mountains where you can actually get onyx and obsidian. So it's really fun to go out and I always liked, you know, geology anyway. So that was, I took geology in high school. I just loved it. So, you can find them in the natural state, or you can, of course, buy them. And you can buy them loose or in jewelry. And there's also crystal shops where you can buy stones from that as well. Now, here are some of the methods to find and select a crystal. You can stand in front of a group of crystals and close your eyes and then open them up and pick the first one you see. You can feel the energy of the crystals and select one that you're drawn to. Now, if you're choosing for a specific purpose, I want you to hold your intention in your mind during the selection of that crystal, because that crystal that is right for you will jump out at you. You can also choose a crystal for someone else, but you have to think of that person and then select the crystal. If you're just picking it out because you think it's pretty for them, if you put their mind, if you put them in your mind when you're selecting it, it's going to be better for you. When your attraction to a crystal is over, hold it until the right earth keeper comes along and then give it to them. Because there's sometimes that crystals will just, it's they're done with you and you're done with them. And so if somebody else comes in and they feel gravitated towards it, if you feel that it's right for them, just give it to them. Okay? And we're going to take a break, and when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about crystals.
Get the facts.
facts on metaphysics and natural health, my book, Inner Insights, The Book of Charts, gives you general and little-known information on over 40 topics, all in one book, from acupressure to vitamins, from angels to Western elements, and everything in between. This easy-to-understand, quick reference book is available at my website, lindamckenzie.net. Honored as a time-tested classic, get Inner Insights now at lindamckenzie.net.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click. Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we're talking about crystal healing. Now, we talked a little bit about the history of crystals and why crystals work and how to select a crystal. Now, what do you do? You get the crystal, what do you do with it? Well, you have to dedicate it, okay? Now, crystals should only be used with highest intentions of love, light, and the greater good of all. So what you do is you hold up the crystal in your hand and you can say your own private prayer for this. And when you do that, it protects the crystals and it protects you. Okay? Again, only should be used with the highest intentions of love, light, and the greater good of all. And so you hold up the crystal and say, my intention is to use you with light, love, and the greater good of all. That's it. It's done. Then you have to awaken the crystals. So after you dedicate them, you awaken them. So here's how you do that. There's several ways. You can impact the crystals on sand. So what you do is you just gently put them on the sand. Click, click, you know, put them on the sand and, you know, just touch the sand with them. Or you can meditate with the crystal. You can say a prayer with the crystal. Or you can sound a gong. Or a Tibetan prayer bell over it. And that kind of activates the crystal. Okay? The other thing that you can do to activate the crystal is, you can put it in the, that awakens the crystals. Now you have to charge the crystals. Okay? And so what you can do to that is you can place that crystal, your new crystal, on a larger cluster of crystals. Just place it on the other crystals. That will help it to charge. Or you can make a circle of crystal points turned inward and place the crystal in the middle. Or you can place it in the sun or the moon, especially at a new or full moon and the winter summer solstice or the vernal autumnal equinox. Those are the times when you can they place the highest energy. Now, the sun, again, is very yang energy, very male energy. If you need that kind of stuff, that's what you do. If you want to do it with a more feminine energy, then you would do it more with the moon, okay? And again, you can program crystals for so many different things that
it's really great. Now, for a new moon, if you do it in a new moon, that means that it's new beginnings. If it's a full moon, it means to, you know, have the fullness of life in it. So use your emotions and your feelings, and whatever's right is right. Let's get to a reading right now. Let's go to Kathleen in Santa Cruz. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Linda.
How can I help you?
Since we're talking about crystals, I'm drawn to malachite and citrine. I'm wondering why.
All right. Well, malachite is more for mental stimulation, and citrine is for money. It's the merchant stone. So okay. It might be telling you that you need to be either expanding or looking in a new direction on what you're doing for making money and sustaining yourself. It may say, and I'm kind of feeling that that's what the message is telling you. Plus, it will protect you while you're doing it. Have you been having money issues lately? You're comfortable, but you know,
Spending problems.
So if you keep citrine, if you get a citrine and you keep it in your wallet, you'll never be out of money.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's kind of fun. And malachite, I'd have to have my book out for that because there's so many crystals, I can't remember them all. Yeah.
No, I understand. Do you feel that,
do you feel that
there's a certain stone for me other than those?
Well, I think that one of the best ones for you would be quartz crystal. And I'll tell you why, because it's two, actually there's two, quartz crystal and amethyst. Amethyst actually helps with any kind of breathing problems or any kind of worry problems. And sometimes you tend to get down that path and the amethyst will just stop that. And the white quartz crystal will help you with protection and healing and emotional and spiritual and mental stuff. It's just an all-around good protection crystal as well as a helping crystal. So between the two and then the malachite and the citrine, I think you got it covered.
Right on.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Again, if you'd like a reading, we still have some time. You can reach me at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. That's 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Okay, so now we are done with charging the crystals, right? We did the crystal dedication. We awakened the crystals. We charged the crystals. Now we have to pre-program the crystals, okay? And that's what you do with that is you say a prayer for protection, for divine will, and actualization for the good of all, okay? That if you want the crystals to work at the highest level, that's what you want to do. You say a prayer to protect not only you but the crystal, and to actualize the crystal for the greater good of all. Now, then you have to program the crystal for a specific intent, right? So what you do is formulate exactly your phrase for your intent if you're going to use a crystal. For example, when I'm doing the digesting crystal, I'll take the crystal and I'll say, you will help me with digestion. Just a phrase like that. Then I hold the crystal in my left hand, and if you're left-handed, use your right hand. Okay, but if you're right-handed, use your left hand. And you start deep breathing and center your consciousness. And then you ask for guidance, protection, and assistance. And you keep thinking, helping for digestion. And then you keep repeating the phrase 20 to 30 times in succession. Help me for digestion. Help me for digestion. And when the right energy comes in, you hold the crystal to your third eye area and connect with it for 30 to 60 seconds. Then reattach back to your own consciousness. And guess what? Your crystal is ready to go. Now you can do other things with it and that's great too. But this is for highest way of doing that. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you got one good thing out of this and you can pass that along to someone else. Remember, we're here for each other. Be kind to each other. Shrug off all of that pandemic nonsense and let's get back to being real people again, loving, caring, gratitude people without the politics involved. Okay? All right. I really want to thank you for listening. I've enjoyed this hour with you. So until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of hope, happiness, and radiance. Bye.